5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, final hour of the program here today on this Wednesday. Angel, we got a big Thursday night special coming up tomorrow. I got to get back here. 0-2 to start the season. I'm not feeling fantastic about it. So I've got to pay attention to the rankings and all of this and the matchups. But wanted to buzz through at least last week we did CBS Sports, their NFL rankings. Let's do ESPN's right now. Number one team in the NFL. Do you have a guess for me, Angel? According to the four-letter network, the mothership of sports.
San Francisco.
You got it. I mean, they have everything going for him, even at the quarterback position. He's playing within himself, and the star players they have, guys like Brandon Ayuk, they have so many weapons. And Christian McCaffrey's at the top for as far as running backs go. Debo Samuel. I mean, they just, it's amazing to me how they built this thing up. So far, 2 weeks in, they're the team to beat. Which makes tomorrow night kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Is that one of those, you're talking about Miami and the Broncos potentially being a trap game for the Dolphins. Niners, Giants. Niners are 1-1 somehow. Giants are 1-1 somehow. They looked so bad against the Cowboys. San Francisco is a 10-point favorite against the Giants. What do you make of that? Thursday night. This is why the Thursday night special is so difficult, folks.
Sounds like the Giants are going to win.
Really?
I think so. Well, there's no Saquon, so I don't know.
Now it's 10. The line is 10. I don't know, man.
Danny Dimes and Brock Purdy. Be a fun matchup.
Well, like, Daniel Jones should. I'm waiting for it because I told you I was out on him. He was boring. And then suddenly you get Dable in there who works with him so well last year. And suddenly Daniel Jones is running. He ran for 700 plus yards last year. And next thing you know, here we are this year. And they get embarrassed on national TV against the Cowboys. And then they win last week. It's why you got to be careful. You never know. First 2 weeks doesn't mean everything. Second best team in the league.
Dallas.
Damn. They're stacked, man. Dak's playing well. Micah Parsons has got to be up there as one of the best defensive players in the league. Mm-hmm. You got CeeDee Lamb, who's really raising his level of play. So Dallas is good. Got Philly sitting at number three and coming in, according to ESPN, at number four. And you can tell by the way I'm presenting this, who is the fourth best team in the NFL?
Baltimore Ravens.
No.
The Buffalo Bills.
Soon. Lamar Jackson's just getting heated up. Every game's been a little bit better than the last. Your boys.
The Dolphins.
The Tuas. The Miami Tuas.
Tuaneers.
They're fast.
Very fast.
I like Mike McDaniel.
You see how fast Mike McDaniel is?
That was funny.
Running away from the camera.
That was funny.
Whole team is a track squad.
When you win, it's good.
It is.
When you lose, you probably just go, oh, I don't know. But I like it.
He would do the same thing if
yeah,
they lost.
Yeah, I know. But I like it. You know me, Angel. I like entertaining characters.
Oh, he's a Greeley guy.
Eh, that doesn't mean as much to me, but it is cool.
It means a lot to me.
It is cool. What was Blake Olsen's story that he met him? Remember that?
Yeah, he lost his hat at a Broncos practice, and somebody found this kid crying, and hey, you want to meet John Elway?
And
he's a coach.
He just started turning.
Found his football love very early on.
Wow. Pretty cool thing. Pretty cool story. And he's got a fast offense.
A fast and confusing offense.
Yep.
with the way he uses motion and the speed that you have to account for at three different positions, it can be a lot.
So here we were talking about pressure for Tua in the offseason coming in. He could potentially reset the quarterback market if he's good, if he continues this, because he's up for contract renewal after the season, right?
He could. I don't know if his personality would lend towards that. I think he would be more of a team-friendly deal.
You think so?
I don't. He wouldn't actively try to reset the market, but he would make sure he gets his money while also kind of like what Mahomes does with his restructuring every year.
They're
going
to be
like
up toward the top, but they don't need to reset the market.
Yep.
Next in line is the Kansas City Chiefs. They actually dropped two spots in ESPN's power rankings after winning last week. Till proven otherwise, the Chiefs are going to figure it out. They're probably going to figure it all out by the time the Broncos
Any
go up.
Any concern with Travis Kelce and his relationship with Taylor Swift?
Somebody had asked me that the other day. They're like, did you know that they're going out? And I'm like, I don't know, and I don't care.
It's the biggest story outside of Boulder.
How many times do I have to talk about Taylor Swift on this show a year? Because it's already happened.
We'll talk about it now, and then in 6 months when they break up and she writes her next big hit about the football star, and there you go.
My phone is picking up that we talked about Taylor Swift at some point because I don't like her music. I don't think she can really dance or do anything.
Not really.
And so I keep getting like reaction videos of her. Like she's sitting in the stand. Was there some award show last week or something?
I believe so. There was the AMC Awards or something.
She's sitting in the stands and they're just like cameras on her when people come out and they're like, Taylor Swift is so real. And she's just clapping and stuff. And I'm like, why is this thing here? Ad is inappropriate. I don't want to see Taylor Swift stuff. And now, I have a lot of respect for Travis Kelce.
Just lost all of
it. Yeah. You're the best tight end ever. And you're dating this girl that sings about teenage people losing their phones and stuff. I don't know. Other garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a concern? Yeah, I would be concerned about it. Yeah. Anytime a mega super celebrity comes into the picture. Look what happened with Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson back in the day. Although Tony broke it off with her and then it was still the same Tony Romo. Like, still not really winning big games, Tony. Yeah, I would be a little like, at least, it's not something that as a head coach, like if I'm Andy Reid, like let's go out for a burger and talk about this, Travis.
A little bit, you know.
I don't think anybody's bringing it up.
Get rid of Jackson Mahomes and up
right.
Is Taylor Swift.
Yeah, if Patrick Mahomes is not getting anybody talking to him about his brother and his wife, quite frankly, then I think Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are probably okay for now. They're going to get married?
Probably not.
You never know.
Well, they're not together for the money because they're both insanely rich.
She's really rich.
Yes.
Even though she got screwed over by some
record label.
But now she's so famous, she's just redoing all that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand you people. Coming in at number six. Number one in your heart. The most electrifying man leading a team in all of sports.
The most electrifying man in all of entertainment.
Baltimore, 2-0. I might just jump off the Broncos bandwagon and just go all in.
Not for the Ravens.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, so fun to watch. I could watch him.
Some Broncos cornerback just fell backwards because of that.
I'm telling you, you watch Russell Wilson, Angel, compared to, like, and I know Lamar the first week was a little rough, but now he's figuring it out. It's fun to watch a quarterback that can do
stuff. He'll figure
it
out until about November, and then he'll get hurt, and he'll be gone for the rest of the year.
He'll be fine.
He'll complain about a contract, and he'll get traded.
They beat the Bengals, man.
Oh, the Bengals, that's a tough team right there.
They should be tough. We all thought they were going to be a playoff team.
One-legged quarterback and receiver that wants the ball more.
Lamar threw for 237 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, and ran for 54. Those are good numbers.
That's it?
Yeah. 27-24. Not bad. I think it's a good game.
Well, you lost your running back. OBJ's hurt again.
I mean, he accounted for about 290 for those. I mean,
that's great for an athlete.
He threw 2 touchdown passes. That then his QBR was 81. His rating was 112.
Torrey Horton's is 100, so.
He threw one pass.
Perfect pass.
It was the perfect pass. Did you hear that basically in practice, Dallin Holker kept giving Torrey crap because he's like, dude, you're not hitting me. You're not even coming close. And Torrey just looked at him and goes, don't worry. In the game, it's going to be right there.
It was close to not getting there.
Yeah, but it was part.
I mean, Holker had to stretch out all five of his fingers.
It was beautiful. That's exactly where you want to place that ball, though, when you think mm-hmm. you have a good tight end or receiver where only they can get it. And if they get their fingertips on that football,
and not having
it's
him
come
run
in.
Into the goalpost,
yeah.
too. That's good placement there.
Oh.
I mean, granted, Holker probably would have taken the goalpost down by himself.
Oh, he
he's just a monster.
Oh, man. And then Buffs fans would have been like, racist!
He took down the yellow goalpost.
It's a goalpost! Sorry, had to do it once. And I'm not saying all Buffs fans, just some of them. Again, I was called racist for saying, are eye pokes legal? That's racism, right? But it was a black guy.
Because it refers to the Three Stooges, and that was made in the 20s, and that's not good for us anymore.
I don't even understand people when they say that stuff. It was a black guy poking another black guy in the eye. That's not racist. People are crazy. Primetime diehards are crazy. And let me be clear, it wasn't necessary. I had a lot of white and black people coming at me saying I was racist. Yeah. So.
It almost means nothing to throw that word around.
Oh, because that's what we just throw it around.
It's a lazy excuse.
Yeah.
It's becoming my dog ate my homework.
It's so dumb.
Racist. What?
Your racism is showing. Somebody called me MAGA. Dude, I was like, what is MAGA again? Oh, yeah, that's the Trump thing.
He doesn't even wear red.
That's the Trump thing. I am not in that world. You know? I'm in the sports world. That's the world I live in. Occasionally, I'll watch, like, movies, like superhero movies and stuff. That's the world I live in. Fantasyland. I'm very happy in Fantasyland. The Buffalo Bills are ranked at number 7. Is that a shock to you?
No. I would maybe put them a little lower, but I don't know who I would put above them.
I mean, they pulled away enough against the Raiders, but I still think the Raiders are a bad team. Yeah, I think the Raiders are a bad team. Number 8, Detroit.
There you go.
They're 1-1, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lost. Didn't they just lose?
I think they did lose.
Who did they lose to? Oh, yeah, they lost to Geno Smith, number 1 in our hearts.
There you go.
You know, who needs Russ when you got Gene?
Tanner's Detroit Lions.
Geno Smith threw for 328 yards and 2 touchdowns. Where's Tanner? Last week, it's like, oh, he's tier 2. Oh, he just went and beat Detroit, who beat the Chiefs.
He's writing letters, getting stamps. That's why he had those stamps the other day. Got to write all these letters
because he's writing back. Because he's writing letters. Sorry, Gino. I know you're tier 2. My bad. Jacksonville's number 9. That doesn't feel right to say that. That they're the top 10 team in the NFL.
I think they are. I need to see a little bit more of it to really buy into the Jacksonville hype. I'm not quite there yet.
All right, New Orleans coming in at number 10.
They're 2-0. I think they'll be a solid team.
They're 2-0.
That defense is very good.
And I love what they do. Like Derek
Just wait
Carr,
until they get that offense figured out, and I swear they're going to be a good team.
Well, and Derek Carr is the perfect quarterback to pair with Taysom Hill because I don't think Derek Carr cares at all when Hill comes in. He's not.
No.
There's no conflict there. And Hill ran for 75 yards. Who is he? What is he? He's a quarterback, running back, tight end, maybe receiver.
He is what Lamar Jackson wishes he could be.
Oh, God. Angel. We were just getting this thing back on the right track, the friendship.
Set it up too perfectly.
I love Taysom Hill, but Lamar Jackson is the greatest thing ever.
Taysom
will write,
could do all of that.
They will write books about him. Would you take Taysom Hill over Russell Wilson today?
Yes.
I would too. Sign me up. We're going to talk about another quarterback in the Mount West Conference, Andrew Peasley. Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. How's Peasley doing? They had an interesting game, dude. They were right there in that game against Texas. What was it? Was it 10-10 but going into the fourth quarter?
Yeah, Texas had taken some momentum in the second quarter and throughout the third, and then they were kind of just getting ready to walk away with it, and then Wyoming scored and tied it up at 10, and then Texas ultimately did run away with it.
They scored 21 in the fourth quarter, Texas did.
We had talked about it with Cody last week, like, hey, can you keep it close for 3 quarters? So you did it.
But there are 4 quarters, Angel.
Yeah, sometimes.
You got to do it for 4. 20 minutes after the hour, Cody Tucker in our fourth quarter of our show here, if you think about it, kind of. It's 3 hours, but still. Okay, we're hockey then. We're in the third period. There we go. Cody Tucker is going to join us. Coming up next, he's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Cody Tucker joining us now with 7220sports.com, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, that was over the weekend, man. That Wyoming-Texas game was crazy through three quarters, and then it got away from the Cowboys in that fourth. But, man, they gave them everything they could take there for a bit.
Yeah, and who would have thought, man, with the, Evan Svoboda stepping in for Andrew Peasley, coach called it a last-minute decision. We found out that was absolutely not a last-minute decision. Evan had taken the numbers or the snaps with the number ones all week. So to see him come in, I believe he had 14 snaps in an FBS game, all handoffs. We looked at that and went, oh, boy. And then Colby Taylor was suspended for one game for a violation of team rules. He's arguably the Cowboys' best cover corner. Texas throws the ball all over the yard, and was thinking, oh, man, this has all the makings for a long night. But, boy, the Cowboys stepped up in the trenches. They really ran the ball well, went on a 17-play drive, in the third quarter, and they made life pretty miserable on Quinn Ewers. Dropped eight into coverage, something the Cowboys don't do often. So they muddied it up, as they say, and they wanted to get him to the fourth, and they did. But that athleticism from the Longhorns showed through there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's just against those great teams, those top 10, top five teams in the country. I mean, you got to be, when they say you got to be dialed in, and even that doesn't always help. But just like that, you see how quickly things can change with a team like Texas in that fourth quarter.
Oh, my God, yeah, just a simple little out route to Xavier Worthy, and he makes one move and gets to the perimeter, and he's gone 44 yards. Craig Bull said that's the fastest player he's ever seen in his life. So, but, that's a 44-yard touchdown before, his final stats were something like three catches for 65 yards. I mean, that's how badly the Cowboys muddied this thing up. They had everybody in coverage, which, I was just writing about this. It's not often you hear a defensive coordinator say, we're going to let them run. We need to limit the passing game. And, it's always we got to stop the run and go from there. They went reverse on it, and Quinn Ewers did not look good. He had 87 passing yards through three quarters. He had like a 40% completion percentage. I mean, the Cowboys really muddied it up, and just an unbelievable effort. I asked Craig Bull after the game, what were you most proud of? And he just said, man, this team just competes. And they competed from start to finish, and they really did, man. And you lose to those big teams in the trenches, real quick. For instance, Texas has a nose tackle who's, 362 pounds. And Craig said after watching the film, he said they moved him around. So really good job by the Cowboys. You hate moral victories, but you love this one, in my opinion.
I think that's exactly right, Cody. I mean, you got to be happy with the start of the season. You beat Texas Tech to start things out. You struggled a bit against Portland State, but the win's the win there. And then you follow it up with no Peasley going up against Texas, and you were there. So I think you got to feel pretty good about your situation. Now, all that being said, for the future of this team, what is the status on Andrew Peasley at this stage, Cody?
Day-to-day. Talked to Andrew on Monday, and, that was really tough for him to sit that out. And he said he stayed with Evan Svoboda on the road, and they woke up together in the same hotel room, and he just looked at Evan and said, hey, man, you have a huge opportunity that every kid dreams of, playing in front of, 100,000 fans and playing the number four team in the country on the road. And he's like, now you can really go and showcase what you can do. So, really it's day to day. He has an AC sprain in his right shoulder, and everything I've looked up on that, it can get better in a week. And if it's really aggravated, it could take up to 6 weeks. So they don't know yet.
Wow.
Well, they probably know, but we don't know yet.
Man.
So, but I think they feel comfortable either way. I mean, I really do.
Talk about an injury, though. It's like, hey, you could either be back tomorrow or like a month and a half from now. We'll see.
Well, what's phenomenal about it, Brady, is he took a pounding against Texas Tech. I mean,
he did.
Just battered. And then a harmless-looking play at the end of the third quarter against Portland State, you know, pops his shoulder. So it's just, it's amazing. You know, I asked him about that. I said, come on, you can be honest with me. You know you got hurt at Texas Tech. And he said, nope. And he pointed to the exact play he got hurt at, against Portland State, and just said it was weird, awkward landing. He actually landed on his non-throwing shoulder, but a safety came from the other side and hit him in his right shoulder. And, yeah, that's all she wrote.
So, Cody, if he's not able to go for, if we're talking worst-case scenario and he misses a few games and maybe even up to, you know, six weeks worth or something like that, how much of a real impact will that have? Because we know he's a tough quarterback. He's a leader of a quarterback. He's inspirational, and he's pretty solid, too. But how much of an impact when you look at the schedule? Appalachian State, New Mexico, Fresno State, I mean— It's not like it. At least it's not like the most. Well, Fresno State's on fire. I guess they're 3-0. But still, like, how much of an impact will that be?
Yeah, I think you feel okay this week, and I think you feel okay against New Mexico. You know, this is just me talking, but I think you want him back by Fresno State,
right?
And that's at home. You know, the Cowboys are getting ready to play a stretch of three games at home before they hit the road for Air Force. You know, I'm looking into Appalachian State right now, Saturday's opponent, and. You know, they give up nearly 200 yards on the ground. And Harrison Whaley made his debut in a Wyoming uniform Saturday night in Austin. And on the fifth snap of the game, his second carry, he takes it 62 yards and outraces the Texas secondary, which says a lot. So really good running back. Texas hadn't given up a 100-yard rusher all year, and Harrison finished with 110. And he's a really good back. Coach said he is definitely RB number one now. There's no question about it. There's no ands or ors on the depth chart any longer. So what I'm getting at here is I think they're going to really rely on Harrison Whaley and that stable of running backs against an Appalachian State team that just has not had much success stopping the run. I believe they gave up 300 rushing yards to North Carolina in the double overtime loss 2 weeks ago. So I think they're really going to lean on this offensive line, which, by the way, did not play well late against Portland State, and just they were unbelievable in Austin. There's no other way to put it. They allowed one sack, which after video review was actually on a pair of tight ends who just totally whiffed. It wasn't even on the line, and they gave up five tackles for loss. I mean, you're talking about the number four team in the country in their house. And that offensive line pushed them around, and the Cowboys rushed for 136 yards.
Yeah, and that's, again, when you look at Wyoming and what they can do at their core, you know, tough-nosed defense and run that football, and you're right, now more than ever, they're going to need to do those things for the next couple of weeks. And then with Fresno State, as you said, that's going to be an important one to get them back. Can you figure out Fresno State? Like, I'm shocked. No Jake Haener for this year. You know, obviously, he goes on. I'm thinking they're going to take a step back. And then they have a very tight game against a Big Sky Conference team in Eastern Washington, but then they blow out Arizona State. So is Fresno State that good? What are your thoughts right now on the Bulldogs?
Still kind of mixed. I'm with you. I was shocked at the Mountain West media. I mean, you got to put that in perspective. Somebody actually voted UNLV to win the conference, so you got to put that all in perspective. But, you know, everybody was really high on Fresno again. I mean, they only have 10 returning starters, I believe, on both sides of the ball, and including missing Jake Haener, who you said. I mean, he was incredible.
Yeah, he was.
So far, so good. But I rewatched the Arizona State game, unfortunately, last night. Good Lord. I mean, the Sun Devils turned the ball over 8 times. They're just... They're lackluster. They were down to their fourth-string quarterback. I mean, that kind of makes you think, like, is Fresno State really that good? I think they're salty. I think they're salty as hell, but sustainable throughout playing some better teams in this league coming up. And, you know, Arizona State's just – they're in flux, to say the least, right now. So, yeah, impressive win. Fresno State's the only team in the country who's gone on the road and beaten two Power 5 teams this year. That's impressive, and there's no taking that away from them. But I want to see if they can sustain that through, say, Boise State, Air Force, Wyoming. You know, we'll see.
Cody Tucker, our Wyoming Cowboys insider. I really love watching this Cowboys team, and let's see if they can get a dub with or without Peasley for the next couple of weeks here as we progress through eventually into the Mountain West Conference. Cody, I got to get your thoughts here. In a game like Saturday with the Rocky Mountain Showdown, who are you rooting for?
Oh, Colorado all day.
Okay, all right.
The toughest question you could ever ask me is who do you go for when BYU and CSU are playing? And that's neither. And really, my answer is so politically incorrect, I could never mention it on air.
It's like our producer Angel always says, I'm rooting for a tie. And I'm like, it doesn't happen that way. I don't care. I'm still rooting for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, good on CSU, though. They played really hard and inspired football. And with the eyes of the nation, 9.2 million people or whatever viewed that game. I mean, it was incredible. They played really hard. You know, looking back, we kind of watched it in the press box in Austin at the end when we were writing. And, you know, you kind of wish Jay would have gone for two, right? You know, in overtime and just, you know, you have the world against you. Go for it here and see if you can win this thing. But, you know, it struck some fear in Wyoming fans, I'll tell you that. CSU's definitely got Wyoming's attention now. They played really tough, and I think, like me, everybody expected them to just get bulldozed. And good on them, man. Jay Norvell's a hell of a good coach.
He is, and I loved the sunglasses comment. I really did. I think that kind of stuff is what we want. We want to build these games up, and it's not like he said the worst thing in the world either, you know? It's just something to add a little juice.
I'd say it worked. His team was fired up, man. They were fired up, and I loved, you know, not all the extracurricular, but loved a lot of it. Loved the hard hitting. I mean, you weren't you were going to get popped in the mouth every time you touched the ball, and that's what a rivalry game is about. And man, that makes it fun. I mean, of course, I'd never go for CSU in any facet, but they were fun to. It was fun to watch. That was a hell of a good college football game.
It really was, man. It was fun, and you know, it just. I think that's good for this area. I'm always talking about it. I want these teams to show out and get some attention and do all those things. And I got to tell you, Cody, while I have you, man, I've tweeted between matchups between CSU and Wyoming and stuff, and I've had Wyoming fans call me idiot. You know, it's happened. Rams fans call me an idiot on a daily basis, but primetime fans. I'm not talking Buffs fans. I'm talking primetime fans. That's some scary stuff. That's some scary stuff that comes at you on Twitter, my friend.
Boy, them and CU fans, they sure came out of their cave, didn't they?
Oh, my God.
Colorado has been irrelevant on the college football landscape outside of Air Force. And let's be real, Air Force isn't really a Colorado team, per se. It's so national, such a national brand and everything. But the two schools, Colorado State, have been so irrelevant for so long. It is cool to see this. It's cool to see them good again and them caring again and to see those games come down to it. I can't wait till a border war matters late in the season again. That is where it's at, and I've been wanting that since being jealous of watching Utah and BYU's matchups and Utah and TCU and BYU and TCU and Boise State. And it's time for the border war to matter.
I'm with you 100%. I think if that thing matters, both teams come into that red hot, and who knows, maybe they're both eyeing deep, you know, some potential there to be in the thick of things when it comes to the Mountain West Championship. And I don't know. I don't know what that'll look like, but that'd be another dream come true this season, no question.
Yes, it would. Yep, always better.
Cody, maybe a new segment we do with Cody is, would you rather this or CSU win? And we are going to come up with some weird stuff, man.
We better do that on a podcast, not on live air.
Okay.
We're both going to get canceled.
Done. We are doing that. We got to make that happen. I would love to do it. Cody, what are you working on that we can check out at 7220sports.com?
Oh, I tell you, man, I'm waist deep in Appalachian State. They have the number two running back in the country, Nate Noel, coming in, and he's a hell of a good player. So Cowboys really focused on him. I think they're going to really focus on shutting down the run this week. App State, of course, is that team that's known to go on the road and pull off the upset.
Yeah.
But really like the Cowboys in this one. I don't see them letting this one slip, especially at Laramie. So really looking forward to it, though. I think it's going to be a fun game between two pretty evenly matched teams.
All the previews leading up to the game and coverage throughout and post-game stuff as well. Cody, appreciate you, my friend, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. Have a great week.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. Would Cody rather drink a craft beer or have CSU win? Like that, what do you think he'd choose? He hates craft beer. I should have asked him. Or have CSU win. You got to pick one.
I don't know if he could.
Craft beer, he could get done within like 10 seconds. Slam that thing, be done with it. But CSU, got to watch for four hours and witness them win a game.
Yeah, but the beer thing, you got to live with that.
Because his guys will come at him and be you drank a craft beer.
You sit in a room by yourself, drink a beer, no one would know, but he would know.
He would know. And he would, yeah, and he'd feel terrible about it. He'd feel bad, though, rooting for CSU, if you think about it. He'd have to root for them.
I mean, how much are you rooting?
Well, that goes back to the age-old question
about
rooting.
How do we define rooting?
Speaking of rooting, are you rooting for Braden Fowler-Nicolosi?
Yeah.
Big time?
Not big time, but...
He was on the Ram Nation site, my guys over there, Joel Cantalamessa and Mike Rowe, and he said some interesting things. As a quarterback that's just getting rolling, I'm going to tell you what he said. Coming up next, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Rockies are going at it 210 today against the Padres. What do you think is going to happen to that one? It was a lot of offense on Monday, 11-9, and then 2-0 last night. And then what am I doing? Never mind. I'm sorry. What am I doing?
Couldn't even tell you who they played yesterday.
I catch myself and I'm like, wait a second. I'm boring myself. I don't even want to be saying the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Rocky's record right now is 56-95. We're almost there.
Five more wins. They're getting it. They'll lose one today. Or five more losses, I should say.
They've lost three in a row, so they're probably going to win today.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I'm viewing it as a win if they lose. Is that fair? Because I'm rooting for 100.
Well, they lost five in a row, they won five in a row, and now they've lost their last three.
Yeah. What are we doing? We've spent... What are we, Tanner,
but
now?
They're at home for their last seven games.
Oh, good.
So if you want to check them out against the Dodgers?
Yeah, a million people will be there. Yay, it's outside! What are you here for? I don't know, I came here with my Uncle Larry. He just said, do you want to go to Coors Field?
People were walking this way, and we kind of just followed him.
Yeah, we just kind of followed the pack of people. And he said, do you want a free hot dog? And then I went in and bought a ticket, and here we are, man. And apparently, like, it's the Rockies. Golly, this is amazing. It's incredible. I'm going to go play cornhole up on the party deck later on. Okay. Brayden Fowler, Nicolosi. Angel, the legend continues. He's got this something about him, man. He's on with my boys on Ram Nation, Joel Cantalamessa and Mike Rowe. I love these two guys. Seriously, I want to get both of them on the show. I just don't know that you could keep up with the dump button. I just don't think, I don't know that that would be possible, especially with Mike. Here's a quote. You want to know how good Brayden Fowler and Nicolosi thinks the Rams are going to be this year? We're going to win the Mountain West and go to a bowl game. And we're going to win it. Now, to be fair, I'm just reading the quote. I haven't listened to the whole thing. I will listen to the whole thing, I promise. I don't know if he was talking about next year, this year, down the road. Because he is a freshman. So he's got a while. So maybe that's what he's saying is, we're going to do it at some point in my career. I think he's talking about this year, Angel. I think he is. And I'm saying it right now. And I know picks are on Friday, but I'm going to say it. Mark it down. Angel, are you marking it down in the good idea book? Okay. The Rams will win the next three games. They will beat Middle Tennessee. They will beat Utah Tech. And they will beat Utah State. It's going to happen. Just mark it down in the good idea book and publish it when we publish the book that you've been accumulating information for. It'll be a bestseller, and it'll be forward by Angel. You'll be a part of this, man. I won't cut you in on much, but you'll be in it. I'll write about. There will be stuff about you in there. It's a tell-all. And then stuff, just randomness. But all the good ideas that you sprinkled in, from me, of course, mm-hmm. will be in the book. So, very excited about that. I don't know what to title it yet. Brady's book of things that he has said over the years and thought and wanted to do and dreamt of.
Brady's Fun Notebook.
Yes.
BFN.
Yes. Can we get Braden on the show, please?
Yeah, I mean, I
wish that CSU could just do what I say when I say it on the air, rather than I have to write out a freaking email and text it and get approval.
Hey, do it the right way.
Get Brayden Fowler Nicolosi on the whole show. Rams fans. Contact him. I mean, it's pretty easy, actually. Kyle Neves is an easy guy to work with.
Apparently, all these athletes are easy to find.
They ain't hard to find. Do you like this from Brayden Fowler Nicolosi? We like that? That's a bold prediction.
You know, kind of going off what you and Kevin have talked about on Rams Weekly is that he has a bit of a swagger to him. He has some grit to him.
Yeah.
He's from Texas. He's got a little bit of attitude, and I think his performance on Saturday, he probably wants to have some of those throws back, but I think he showed his teammates, I think he showed his coaches that, hey, I can lead this team. Follow me. Let's go. I know I'm the young kid, but I'm the young gunslinger.
Let's go. I might throw 460,000 interceptions, but I'm going to throw 460,001 touchdowns. And that touchdown was the difference. Between
was that Torrey's touchdown?
Yeah. Who's the best? Who's got the better arm right now?
I mean, do you try to throw some more trick plays in?
Oh, yeah. You absolutely do. You try to throw a lot of trick plays in. Yeah, big time. Because Torrey's gifted, dude. He is gifted. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. 47 after the hour. Angel, we're going to jump out, get a break. What did we learn on this day, on this 20th day of September? Coming up next.
Mr. 700 Plus Wins is on KFKA. Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this 20th day of September? I learned that I kind of am thinking at some point the time to move on from Russ is going to happen. I think if you lose to Miami again, you're 0-3. We're not far from the T discussions, the tank. Seriously, like, we're not that far.
Tank, crash, or...
If you're 0-3 and you haven't played Kansas City at all yet, and I guess what? Minnesota just got Dalton Reisner. It's personal. Crap, it's trademarked. Primetime's trying to get
$5 to Dion right there.
He's trying to get that trademark. He's trying to get it's personal. Coach Prime, Daddy Buck. I don't know about that one.
That one, I don't know how related to football that one is.
Prime effect also. So that's what I learned.
Optimus Prime may have a word to say or two.
And
about
Prime
that.
Amazon Prime,
sure.
And Primetime Television.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I learned, that, man, I'm just not seeing it. Unless something changes really quickly, I'm not seeing it. And you go 0-3, 0-4, 1-5. It's going to get rough. Angel, what'd you learn today?
I learned that the media and sports has a lot of power and influence. And that's good, and that comes with journalism. But I think as fans, we have to be better about how we watch sports, how we root for players and teams, and keep it as a form of escapism rather than my entire life or my entire day will be dictated how this game goes. And if you hurt a player on my team, I'm going to find a way to hurt you some way, physically, with your reputation, anything.
It's not your job.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your job. Your boy gets hurt that you like to root for. Okay, they play for the school. They got other adults there that are going to handle that because they get paid to handle that kind of stuff. It's not your job, tough guys. You know? And stop getting in fights at games. Please.
Be better fans.
Yeah, please. Like, I get it. Mistakes happen. We all do silly things that we're not proud of. You're going to go to a game. Maybe you're going this weekend. Something's going on. Just think, what would an idiot do? And then do not do that thing. That is still Dwightism there.
Would your grandmother want to see you do this?
Right. Well, what if your grandma was like an old, you know, bare knuckle boxer or something? Like that? I mean, she might be like, hey, yeah.
She loves her Steelers football, man.
I don't know why your grandma sounds that bad. She should probably quit doing what she's doing. But I do think that it's just time to grow up a little bit. It's time to grow up. And I don't know that that's going to happen because I think some of you are set in your ways and you're going to say stupid things and you're going to do stupid things.
Well, maybe this weekend's the time that they actually grow up a little bit when they get knocked down a peg or two.
And then they get up again.
And you get knocked back down because guess who's coming next week?
Never going to bring them down or whatever that song is.
Never yeah. back down, never what?
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but I see it all over TikTok.
What? I don't know what
Ask
that
Tanner
is.
About it. I think he knows.
Tanner's probably in there watching Talk Tick going right now.
Cow TikTok.
Cow TikTok. Probably just watching cows dance is my guess.
I'd watch that. Be cool.
Like a real cow dancing?
If you could teach a cow to dance, that'd be pretty cool.
You'd have something. Dixon says, where are your Broncos on that list? Oh, the top power rankings? Where are the Broncos? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They're bad. They're bad.
Ask me again in a couple of weeks.
No, they're bad. I'm getting tired of it. I'm getting sick of it. Like, actually sick. Watching Sunday made me sick. And I don't want to do it, but I will do it because you guys deserve thoughts on the games. That's going to do it for us. What is it, Wednesday? Yeah. We got a busy, busy Thursday coming up. We're getting back on the Thursday night special track tomorrow. It's happening, Angel. I don't know how. It's going to happen. Good night, Northern Colorado.